here's a story from The World.
Conversations about race and identity have gripped the UK this week, beginning Monday morning after Oprah's interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and revelations about offensive behavior from the royal family. Feeling not British enough or othered is an experience many immigrants say they face in the UK, and echoed across many professions. Now some in the music industry are calling for change. The World's Bianca Hillier has that story.
Rina Sawayama's self-titled debut album hit the scene with a bang. The lead single, titled STFU, is a heavy metal rager with clear notes of early 2000s nostalgia. But skip to the album's next song, and you'll hear something totally different. Here, the artist offers a pulsating club track made for the dance floor. This kind of range continues throughout the album. It quickly became a hit with critics, fired up an international fan base, and even got a shout out from Elton John.
So far, you have made my album of the year. This is my favorite album of the year. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal record.
So when award season came around, 30-year-old Rina Sawayama was expected to win big. But the nominations never came because Rina was deemed not British enough to be eligible.
Oh, it was just really heartbreaking, you know.
Rina told the BBC that to enter two of the biggest awards, the Brits and the Mercury Prize, solo artists have to be UK citizens. Rina has spent 26 years in the UK, but she was born in Japan, a country that doesn't allow dual citizenship. She says this ineligibility is the latest fight in a seemingly endless battle to become British.
I think a lot of immigrants feel this way, where they assimilate and they become part of the British culture, and to be told that we're not even eligible to be nominated or to be on the same standing as everyone else to be judged for our work is, you know, it's very othering.
Jazz musician Sarathi Korwar knows the feeling well. He moved from Pune, India to London in 2009 and says he's experienced hypocrisy within the music industry there.
There's many instances where London being such a multicultural, diverse city, you're made to feel very comfortable in your own skin. But then there's times where suddenly, when it comes down to the platform of awarding musicians for their work, you're not deemed worthy of even being considered.
Sarathi found out about the citizenship rules when his own album came out in 2019. Songs like this one, City of Words, got rave reviews. But just like Rina, Sarathi couldn't be nominated because he isn't a UK citizen. What's at stake, he says, is more than a trophy.
You know, it's the platform of being seen. Like, the Mercury Prize is a very, very well-reputed award. And if you see people who look like you or sound like you or in any way resemble your lived experience, obviously that's going to be very empowering for another generation of people who have never been able to see those kind of role models.
Rina Sawayama decided to take this battle head on. She spoke out in a widely shared Vice article and eventually landed a meeting with the British Phonographic Industry, or BPI, who organizes the Mercury and Brit Awards. Soon, her fans around the world, who call themselves Pixels, we're on board.
Telling her she's not British enough is just insane.
Cheval Hassan is a 21-year-old from Tel Aviv, Israel. She's one of the thousands of fans who joined an online campaign using the hashtag Sawayama is British.
Because she is British, like most of the album was recorded in London and it was produced by British producers. The record label is also British.
For fans like Cheval, excluding Rina from these awards felt personal. The album in question, Sawayama, came out just as the pandemic was beginning. I'm losing myself in the darkness of the world. Catch me before I fall. Cheval says songs like this one, Dynasty, carried her through the roller coaster of 2020.
That album really touched me in a way that no other album has ever touched me. And I felt understood. I felt safe while listening to this album. And she gave me this, so I'm forever grateful for that.
Devoted fans spent months lobbying for Rina's inclusion. Rina herself continued speaking to the press. Months went by. Then the news broke.
The singer, who has lived in the UK for 26 years, has now won the right to compete.
The BPI listened and announced new eligibility rules for the Mercury and Brit Awards. Artists are now eligible if they've lived in the UK for at least 5 years. Citizenship is no longer required. Rena responded to the news on the BBC.
I'm floored and I'm so happy. Breaking down barriers is a really important thing alongside representation, and I really focus with my work and my music and everything to try and bring those down so that people, you know, after me, future generations can feel British.
The new rules mean that jazz artist Sarathi Korwar is now eligible too. He says he's glad the BPI made these changes, but the months of energy Rena had to spend to get there is an example of the burden that minorities often bear.
Half the time, if not more than half the time, you're spending your creative energy just trying to kind of fight those battles rather than actually make the music that you want to make.
Sarathi added that at least current artists and future generations now know change is possible, and that perhaps other award shows facing similar demands should take note. More. For the world, I'm Bianca Hillier.